Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I want to start off today's teaching with a scripture, 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I am afraid that somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah. So this is a verse and a subject I want to talk about today, because the deception of the enemy can really steal one's devotion to Yeshua. And the enemy has a clever ways to get to us. And in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, Paul takes us all the way back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And we see here, and still today, Satan's goal is not always to make somebody obviously wicked, but sometimes just to move our attention and devotion away from Yahshua. And this is what's happening today. We have so many distractions today in the world. The enemy wants us to take our focus off Yeshua and making us too busy, or enticing us with something that our flesh wants to see. Somehow, some way, he gets to us. Even if we're reading the Bible and attending fellowship and think we're doing good, and we talk about the scriptures with people, even if we have a ministry, we can still be led away. The enemy wants to complicate what our Creator makes simple. Love, trust, and obey, and following. You see, the enemy doesn't have to make you an non-believer, or distract you in every single area. He can simply make something else more important than Yahshua in your life. And this is something that many believers often fall for. They think they're solid in their walk, but something's still grabbing them, putting that in front of Yeshua in their life. And sometimes it's scripture itself. They'll worship a certain teaching or a certain thought, and they'll talk about that more than they do about Yahshua. They'll think about that more. We could all have our focuses on our ministries of what we think is the most important or pressing moment at the time, but we should never make anything more important than Yeshua and what he did for us. But the enemy wanted to destroy us, and it's not always going to be as obvious as we think it will be. The enemy's oldest question is, has God really said that? Did he really say that? Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal of the field, which Yahweh God had made. He said to the woman, has God really said that? You shall not eat of the tree of the garden. You see, he begins by questioning the word of our Creator. He doesn't initially say there's no God. You know, he tries to make you doubt the word of Creator. And I see this all the time. It's the number one way thing. You see, Yahweh has an order. He has an order, and he has patterns within that order. And he promises us in Jeremiah. He says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. So if you stick to his order, you're going to get his result. But the enemy wants us to take things out of order, switch things around, change the pattern and the result that our Creator wants for us. And the way he begins to do that and does that is he makes us to doubt the word. He makes us to doubt that the word is truth and the word is real. Remember, did Yahweh really say that? And I see people all the time. They try to support their fleshly thinking. And the enemy uses their the word as the first way to get them to doubt who Yeshua says he is. But if you doubt the word in one area, you're going to doubt it in another area. Because if just one line of the Bible is not real and true, then how can we trust any line? It's all or none, folks. There's no middle ground here. When you question if one scripture is real, now you have to question all the scriptures. And it's the scriptures that reveal to us, along with the Spirit, that Yahshua is the Messiah. But if you doubt any part of scripture, it's going to lead or can lead up to you doubting that. So the enemy wants you to doubt the word of our Creator. He wants you to doubt that the Bible you have, is it even the word of our Creator? And then we got to look for it somewhere, so we go looking in all these different places. So that's the number one way he attacks the word. Then he'll make you question about the commandment. Well, fine, you believe in the word, but what about that commandment? Is that really necessary? Is that one really important? Again, sin is transgression of the Torah. There's no level of, well, that one's more important than this one. Yes, of course, some have more of a personal impact in our lives. If somebody's murdered that we know versus somebody picking up a stick on a Sabbath that we know, emotionally, we might be connected one, but our Creator says in all things, this is good and this is not good. If you follow me, you're living righteously, and if you don't, you're living in sin. So the Satan won't dispute that, but he'll say, is that sin really major? What's the big deal? Is that commandment really important? And then, of course, the enemy's going to say, would a loving God really say that? Would a loving God really do that? And he makes us question our Creator. See, there's just common ways that people are led away of their devotion to Yeshua. Another one is, do you really have to be obedient? And I see this today. It's quite common today. People think, well, I don't need to do this, or I don't have to be obedient. So the same strategies that he used all the way back in the garden with Eve, he's still using today. He doesn't always get us to reject the scriptures. Sometimes he does. But sometimes he gets us to question whether we really need to obey the scriptures. Either way, the enemy is doing his best to destroy us. He wants to make sin look like not a major issue. Everyone else is doing it. It's only one time, and Yahweh understands and all of this. The problem is, sin doesn't have to look dangerous to be dangerous. It is transgression of the very instructions that our Creator gave us. And if you're not following the instructions, if you're living in sin, basically, you're disobeying our Creator, who has this plan for you that's for good and not disaster, that gives you a future and a hope. So what is the opposite of good and not disaster? It is bad and disaster. And what is the opposite of a future and a hope? It means you got no future and no hope. We gotta make our choice to follow our Creator and keep our eyes focused on Yahshua and not let the enemy's temptation get to us, because the enemy's going to get to the mind. That's what he does. And he tries to destroy the mind by getting us to have this independence thinking from our Creator. Genesis 3 verse 5. For God knows that in this day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You see what the enemy does? The temptation was bigger than eating the fruit, but Satan was offering independence. You can decide for yourself. You don't need the word or Yah to tell us what good and evil is. You can figure it out yourself. You could do it all. You don't need this dependence from Yah. You can get it all and do it all. So this is so common today, the way this happens. And you see it so clearly. If you look at any non-biblical thoughts about belief systems, that's what people are thinking. That's what's happened. Doubting the word of our Creator. And He'll get to us in some type of clever way. We must understand the value of the Scriptures, even if we don't understand or believe in it. We must have the faith to believe that this is the word of Yah and He wrote it. And I might not understand it, but He wrote it. And one day I'm going to get it. But I'm not going to doubt it. That just leads us changing who Yeshua is. Because the Bible says who He is. But if we don't listen to the Bible, then we make up in our mind who we want Him to be. We often want Yahweh plus control, salvation plus our own plans, Yeshua plus our preferred lifestyle. But the word of our Creator doesn't say that. It says, add me to your life and follow me. That's what it says. You know, and people try to, in their deception, change things around, and it's a new age stamped all over it, repackaged and everything else. Oh, I'm a good person. I do good things and I care and all this stuff. You know what, folks? Being a good person isn't the same thing as following Yahweh. There are unbelievers that are good people. They do good things. They help people. They don't murder and steal. They love their families. But they're not following Yahweh. Biblical faith is more than just morally being respectful in this world today. We have to trust in the word of our Creator. The question shouldn't be, you know, am I a good person? The question should be, who is Lord of my life? It's not about, when you're a believer, about becoming nicer. It's about surrendering our lives to our Creator through Yeshua. That's what it's about. He must become our greatest desire. As Job says, the words of his mouth are more necessary than my food. His word is more necessary than our life, is what Job was saying. Psalm 73 verse 25 says, whom do I have in heaven? There is no one on earth whom I desire beside you. Ask yourself, do I want Yahweh or primarily what Yahweh can give me? Often people seek Him for healing or money or success or peace and blessings, and there's nothing wrong with asking for these things. But spiritual maturity moves from what can you give me to Yahweh, I want you. Ask yourself this question. If our Creator gave you nothing else, would Yeshua still be enough? What if prayer isn't answered as expected, or healing doesn't come, and people reject you, and your obedience is causing friendships, and life becomes difficult? Would you still choose Yeshua? In Job 120 verses 20 to 21, it says, then Job arose and tore his robe, and he shaved his head, and fell down on the ground and worshipped. He said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken it away. Blessed be Yahweh's name. Job lost the blessings, but he didn't abandon the one who gave the blessings. That is devotion. We must learn to love our Creator with all our heart. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, "You shall love Yahweh with your Elohim, with your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." And then in the Renewed Covenant, Mark 12, 30, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. There's no middle ground. You give everything to Him. You believe everything. The enemy wants us to divide our devotion. He wants to distract us and take our eyes off our Creator. Yah, our Creator wants our whole heart. We must develop a deep personal relationship with Yahshua if we want this to be successful. You know, there's a lot of people that know Scripture. They know the Bible. Some of them even believe in the Bible. But it's not the same as knowing Yeshua on a personal level. And that's what we need to get to. John 5:39-40 says, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they which testify about me. Yet you will not come to me that you may have life." You see, they knew the Scripture, yet they missed Messiah standing in front of them. Yes, we should study Scripture and understand Torah and understand doctrine and study prophecy and all these things. But all of it should be under knowing and following Yahshua and who He was. It's not just information that's given in the Bible. It's what's going to lead us to the transformation. And in the Scriptures, we must look at what Yeshua is telling us to do in the gospel. Only with the love and the Spirit is the knowledge going to produce obedience. We need to look at the whole order of this that Yah has given us. Matthew 7:24 says, "Everyone therefore who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock." You see, Yeshua doesn't say he hears. He says he hears and he does. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment." Get this straight, folks, and understand this. Obedience doesn't produce salvation, but obedience flows from love. It's not the knowledge that provides a devotion. It's the obedience that reveals the devotion. So we have being focused on our Creator, not getting distracted, and with joy, not even being obedient with bitterness, but with joy, we want to follow our Creator and not let the enemy take us off that path. The Word is a light in a dark place. It keeps us on the narrow path to the right place. The enemy will try to find ways to distract us however he can. You know, and even believers or even people that feel good about their faith can be deceived. Yes, they could be doing all the things we should be doing as believers, but something is wrong if we don't have the right attitude as we're doing our biblical task, so to say. We should never have hatred and self-righteousness or pride in our actions, in our thoughts. No matter what you're doing, if those things are part of that, that is not from Yah. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, "Knowledge puffs us up, but love builds us." You understand, folks? Truth shall produce humility. Even those of you that have a ministry, it should never become an idol in your life. You always have to put Yahweh's order in his right perspective. You know, and people don't often realize this, but it just doesn't happen overnight. The enemy slowly but surely will get people to drift away. Most people don't wake up and say, "Today I'm done with Yah." No. It's them going backwards. You know, there's no neutrality without Creator. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. When you start seeing your prayer become shorter or scripture becomes less personal, your conviction becomes weaker, when social media and politics and arguments and all of these things and money and entertainment become more important to you than spending time getting to know Yah, these are red flags, folks. Red flags. You see, eventually we can still identify as believers while Yeshua is no longer in the center. We need to watch for that and be careful. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." Remember his love and his mercy. Never forget that. When you're being tempted by the enemy and when the world throws you all this negative stuff, never forget that. Never forget the cross. The goal is he loved you first. Always do that. Remember the cross. He loved us so much. Romans 5 verse 8. But Yahweh commands his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Yahshua Messiah died for us. He didn't wait till we fixed ourselves or understood everything or became worthy or had perfect doctrine. He died for us while we were still sinners. Now, when we think about that, the question changes from what do I have to give up to Yeshua, how can I not give you everything? How could we not for what he did for us? Everything. We don't want to question it. We want to, without a doubt, be devoted to him 100%. You see, what Yeshua did on the cross doesn't only forgive us, it should claim us. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 15, he died for all that whose lives should no longer live for themselves, but to him who for their sakes died and rose again. Basically, when we're transformed, we're no longer living for ourselves. Luke 9:23 says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What we teach here at this ministry, we've been teaching all along, and it goes right along with it. The three things: deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Yeshua. Not to ask, what do I want today, but ask Yahshua, what do you want from me today? And then look at your life and take a personal examination of what is competing with Yahshua. And how's the enemy doing that? Is it your health, your money, your food, or somebody in your life? Even good things become idols when they become more important than Yeshua in our lives. Focus on him, and you will be blessed abundantly. So, remember this. Do not let the enemy deceive you. Maybe you haven't rejected Yah, but maybe you still believe in prayer and reading scriptures. But perhaps your heart has cooled down. Maybe something else has crowded Yeshua out of it. I'm not going to stay here and tell you to try harder. I am going to tell you to come back. Come back. make sure your things are in order, your prayer and your worship and your obedience, repentance and your first love, Yeshua. If you've drifted away, come back. Come back. Three questions I want to give you before we close here today. Ask yourself these things and be honest with yourself. What currently has most of your attention? Number two, is our Creator asking me to do something I'm resisting? Remember, the serpent says, has God really said that? Faith will respond, if Yahweh said it, I want to obey it. And number three, if everything else disappeared, would Yeshua still be enough? And remember this scripture, hang it up, post it, look at it every day, read it every day. Whom do I have in heaven? There is no one on earth whom I desire besides you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, again, the enemy doesn't necessarily need to convince us that Yeshua isn't real. He only needs us to be convinced that something else deserves your time more. So let's not exchange what we have in Yeshua for money or pleasure or comfort. He will bring all those things to us. He is all those things, but let's not replace him with those things. Hallelujah. Father, open up our eyes and help those who are being deceived by the enemy in these areas. You know the truth. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always, and shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening, brothers and sisters. May you have a blessed day today and be safe out there. And remember, tell people Yeshua died for them and proclaim the good news to the world, to those that need to hear it, whether it's on the internet or whether it's in your line at the store. Let people know about Yeshua. Don't be ashamed of that and stay focused on him yourself. Don't get distracted. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.